B-Pod Studios.
Today's Friday.
Today is Friday.
Hey, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
This weekend?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm gonna
party.
P-A-R-T.
Why? I'll tell you why.
This has been the longest week of my life.
And I need a
2-day weekend.
I need to party.
So come on, let's get this party started.
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:42. It's Friday, Memorial Day weekend. No matter what the weather is, it's still Memorial Day weekend. So that's that. Weather, not cooperative.
No.
What grade do you give that? NC. Not cooperative.
NC. Yeah. NC. All right.
Okay. Partly cloudy today and a high 59. Rain tonight, 47. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, rain steady in the morning. Showers continuing through your afternoon. High tomorrow in Boston's 51. Okay? Parking spots, going to be easy to find. Just trying to find some silver lining.
It's a good weekend to do things. Massachusetts opening full capacity.
Yeah.
So it's a good weekend to do things like go to the movies, maybe go to your restaurant if you feel comfortable, bowling. Bowling's fun. Indoor activities. You know, I'm pretty much an expert on indoor activities.
You know what? You should be the consultant for rainy day activities.
Yes. My website is indoorsy.com.
That's right. I would just love to see not your social media thing, but if you were on a dating app.
Indoorsy would be number one.
I think that's I'm an indoorsy gal.
Indoorsy bar fly.
You know, I think you do okay.
Right? I think people would like me.
I think you do okay.
Like to go outside? Just keep swiping.
Yeah. This indoorsy girl doesn't like to travel. Anyhow, rain 54 on Sunday. Memorial Day. This just goes better. 67.
Yes.
Okay.
Pick of the weekend.
Of the weekend is Memorial Day. 67. A little rain off and on. I think you'll get the barbecues in. I think you'll get them in.
You will?
I think you got to.
Okay.
What are you going to do? Stay indoorsy?
Yes. I have an oven inside.
You do?
Yes, and a stove and all the things that are covered with a roof.
Okay. Well, that's the place to be. There you have it. Right now, it is 56. And yes, later in the show, maybe about 8:30, we'll talk to our guy Harvey, Harry Medved, rather, from Fandango.com. It's going to give us movie passes.
Yes, I'm excited. So you can go to the movies this weekend and be indoors like me.
Those are open,
right? Weather on the brain.
Harvey, yeah.
Harvey. I don't want to talk to Harvey.
No, he's mad at Harvey.
Everybody should be mad at Harvey.
Harvey.
Wow. Okay. It is, like I said, 56 and climbing to 59.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, what a day.
Our morning show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Now you know. But you did great.
That's really good. There are a lot of friends questions in there.
You did better than average.
Jim!
97 WROR, 80s and more. If that song played at your prom, we want to see the pictures.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Right? We do. I'll tell you how you can win a $200 gift certificate with your old prom photo coming up at first. We want to see the pictures.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Right? We do. I'll tell you how you can win a $200 gift certificate with your old prom photo coming up at first. 558 LBF's got the latest. What's happening?
Okay, it's 55 degrees in Boston, and this is brought to you by Proven Winners Color Chance Scrubs. Wait a minute. I got to get that right.
They're flowers.
Proven
right?
Winners yeah. Color Choice Shrubs. Those are great,
shrubs.
By the way.
Shrubbery.
Yeah, shrubbery. In-person learning will be a requirement for Massachusetts public schools in the fall semester. State education officials say all coronavirus-related restrictions will be lifted for the fall. Districts will not be allowed to offer remote learning as a standard model. A man is dead after drowning in Houghton's Pond in Milton. The man went into the water and dove down to retrieve a toy for his children but did not resurface. The man was reported missing around 6:30 last night and his body was pulled from the water about an hour and a half later. Comedian and convicted sex offender Bill Cosby is being denied parole. The Pennsylvania Parole Board decided he's not ready for release from his 3 to 10 year sentence for assaulting a woman in 2004. The 83-year-old hasn't participated in a treatment program.
Well, and also he denies everything.
Yeah.
Right? He won't take any blame for it
no.
or responsibility. That's
yeah.
not a good start.
Nope.
Nope.
In sports, the Celtics host the Brooklyn Nets for Game 3 tonight. The Sox welcome the Miami Marlins to town tonight. And the Bruins begin the second round of playoffs tomorrow, hosting the Islanders. Weather today, partly cloudy this morning. Showers this afternoon and a high of 59. What a kickoff to the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
All good.
Well, you know what? It's the weekend and it's a long one, so whatever.
Yeah. So you know what? Here's the thing. Yeah. No pressure, everybody. You don't have to go outside or go to the beach. You can sleep in. Perfect sleeping in weather. I'm going to give you tips throughout the morning on what to do indoors from your indoorsy girl.
You are indoorsy.
Mm-hmm. You've been training for this your whole life.
She's ready. She is. She's got the playbook.
Yep,
she's ready.
I got it all going on.
Okay.
And LBF's training kicked in.
all the training.
It's
a lifetime.
A lifetime of indoor
wow.
cat.
Okay. That's what she's watching. Lifetime. All right, Brian, 6 o'clock. How are the roads this morning?
Jackie Wright brought to you by Duncan. We have a crash in the breakdown lane, Route 2 eastbound after 495, exit 113, the Littleton stretch car versus a deer there. We have a vehicle in the breakdown lane, Pike eastbound at the Market Street overpass to look out for in Brighton. And then you're starting to slow Savin Hill up to Columbia Road on the expressway northbound. Big toasted to keep your day running. Avocado toast for breakfast, a grilled cheese melt into lunch, and a bacon-topped avocado toast for an afternoon finish. Toast your way all day at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'.
Well, if you're indoors this weekend, dig up those old prom photos because we're still looking for yours at WROR.com. Submit it. And somebody just for submitting is going to be in the drawing for a $200 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's, right?
Yeah.
Just for putting, no judging.
IndoorDining.com.
Submit it. And somebody just for submitting is going to be in the drawing for a $200 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's, right?
Yeah.
Just for putting, no judging.
Indoor dining.
There it is. There's tip number two from LBF. If you have time, just dig it up and post it at WROR.com. I think we announce the winner next week.
Yeah.
So just a few more days to do it.
More 80s. More variety. You are locked into the commercial. Lately, I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Dunkin'. Dunkin' has a new refreshing way to latte. Introducing coconut milk iced lattes, a delicious blend of bold espresso and creamy coconut milk. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. LBF, what's cool?
Almost half of people in the United States have forgotten how to do this because of the pandemic.
Really? Forgotten how to do this?
That's almost half admit
okay.
to forgetting how to do this.
I'm very interested in that.
Wow.
I really am.
Finally.
That was a really good tease.
Thank you.
Look at you.
10 years in and I'm getting it.
You're getting it. Okay, Brian, go ahead and top that tease.
All right, well, I'm just going to, you know, it's Burger Day. It's National Hamburger Day. A great grilling weekend. Still, we're going to get on the grill.
We're going to grill.
I don't
care.
Tips for you.
Yes.
Make those burgers delicious.
Yes. I like it. I'm all in on that one. And my cool thing is hot.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to get hot in here.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Is it? Because it's not hot outside.
No, but it's going to get hot here.
All right.
Okay, I'll be up. Let's hear it.
Okay, so half of Americans, or almost half of Americans, have admitted that they've forgotten how to do this during the pandemic. Drive.
Oh, drive.
And I'm not, I don't think they're wrong.
There's
I
evidence.
Think people, there's a lot of evidence. Yesterday on my way to work, big car accident on the side roads. A couple of days, I was driving and somebody just blew through a stop sign, almost T-boned me.
Jeez.
I was like, this is crazy. It's the wild, wild west out here.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we've all forgotten how to drive, or even we think we've forgotten how to drive. And most people drove less. They've, like, half of people were not on the roads.
Yeah.
They had no place to go. So, and 34% said they'd be willing to retake a driver's ed class to get back in the swing of things. I think we all should. Take it easy, everybody.
You saw an accident yesterday, was it? In the morning, on the way to work.
It was crazy.
Brian, you saw one
I saw
yesterday?
One yesterday afternoon driving home from basketball.
Stop signs are there for a reason.
You think people just got too relaxed?
Because they didn't have to look as much.
And there was nobody around.
Nobody around.
Now everybody's around.
Tighten up, people.
Defensive driving.
Yes. Okay, Brian, let's have some burger talk.
That's right. It's National Hamburger Day. How perfect, leading into the long weekend. And here are just a couple of tips from experts, chefs and experts, okay, how to cook the perfect burger.
Yeah.
If you're going to make your own patties, right?
Yeah.
80 to 20, meat to fat ratio. You need that fat in there. It's good. It gives you the moisture and flavor.
Yeah.
And you don't want to make a patty that's too big.
No, you don't.
You don't want a giant patty. They won't cook right.
No one wants a giant patty.
No, you don't want a giant patty.
Well, giant patty. You know, it's not his fault.
7 ounces. That's the sweet spot.
Okay.
Good too, because it melts down or burns down, right?
Use chilled meat. Make a ball about the size of like a cue ball.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Flatten it down and don't season it. Don't mix the seasoning in. Season it after you.
You don't put onions in
there? You can throw some onions in there if you want. But
that's
like
old school.
If you mix the salt in, it makes it dry out from the inside.
Ah.
And here's the biggest thing. Flip it once.
Oh, one
flip. I flip it too many times.
Don't. You're flippy.
Just flip it once.
Put
it
on there.
I'm like
wait
a lousy politician.
You are flip-flopping around.
Wait till those edges start to shrink in a little bit. Yeah. Flip it once, and then boom, you're done.
I like that. And may I offer another pro tip?
Sure.
Never, ever, if you're on a grill with flame, please do not press the meat.
Okay.
Don't press the meat.
No.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Because if you press the meat, all the goodness comes out of it.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Right.
Okay. LBF, yes. What did you have a tip?
You're right.
I'm just not going to add to it.
If you take anything away from this
thing, I have nothing left.
Do not press the meat. Okay.
Weird.
What? That's a pro tip.
I'll bet.
I don't know what you're thinking
about. What pros are you talking to?
I don't know what you're thinking. I'm just trying to help. That's a professional
BBQ
tip. Okay. You'll never forget that now.
No.
Okay. If you want to exercise or you want the benefits of exercise without exercising, you know where you need to go? Get in the hot tub.
Really?
Yes. Yes, yes. A man named Charles Stewart, he's a PhD candidate at Coventry University, that would be in the UK, says he and his colleagues have been reviewing the effects of passive heating on the body. And what they found is pretty remarkable. The review of recent studies shows numerous health benefits comparable to those offered by low to moderate intensity aerobic exercise like walking, jogging, or cycling. Just get in the hot tub. Okay?
All right.
And don't.
I'm just.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I know hot tub.
Nope. The hot tub is where it's at.
I'm confused. You've messed me up. I'm leaving.
Get in the hot tub. Okay, it's better than exercise. What more do you need to know?
Oh, so much less.
There we go. Good tips. 624. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Hey, good morning. 627. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Partly cloudy today. 59 degrees. That's it. 47 tonight, tomorrow. Windy. Steady rain in the morning with showers continuing. High 51. Okay.
That's awful.
Sunday, 54 with rain. And Monday, rain showers early. Barbecuing later. High 67. Okay? That's how we roll this weekend.
Don't put those parkas away.
I know. My turtlenecks are back out. Mm.
I know. It's insane to have a 92-degree Wednesday and a 51-degree Saturday.
That's why we live here.
That's a big swing, right?
Yes.
Oh, you know, we put it up on our Facebook page, ROR Morning Show.
Yeah.
The weekend weather. I put it up a couple days ago. A lot of people are okay with it. Some people said, hey, I like it. They like the cool weather.
I like cool, but I like sunny.
Sunny and cool. No.
Sunny and cool.
No.
It's like me.
I mean, it's each his own, right?
We need the rain, Bob.
That's what I heard. Need the rain.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's your wheelhouse.
That's it. Yep. We do need the rain. And this weekend, enjoy some six-packs on us.
Okay.
How about that?
Great. Sure.
Would you like a six-pack?
Yeah.
Who doesn't, Bob?
You come to the right place. No, I'm not talking about abs. Look.
All right. Well, it's okay.
No, there are no six. Beer.
Not even that, no. Six-packs of 80s songs all weekend. Here's what we're going to do. Each hour features six songs in a row. That's a six-pack of specific years from the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Just
that's
like
fun.
That. So you go, wow, 1982, 83.
Oh, remember that year?
Remember that? It's going to bring back some great memories. So do it. That starts this afternoon. Okay. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you the best high school movie ever. There's been a poll and people voted. And what is, like, about high school? The best movie about high school.
The best movie about high school?
Yeah, you got any ideas?
I do. I've seen the list.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Is it High School Musical?
Yes.
Well, I love High School Musical.
Not on the list.
It's not on the list,
okay,
though.
Am I dazed?
No. Don't give it away, Bob. I'm trying to do a tease like you taught me.
That is a good tease. I'm confused. Sorry.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Didn't mean to do that.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, 645. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's get into the dirty laundry room. Here's LBF.
All right, this is brought to you by Prupac. Hey, I'm going to tell you the best high school movie currently. I mean, this is like the latest poll. I disagree wholeheartedly.
These are movies of all time?
Of all time.
Okay,
of all of the
time.
But it's
a new list. I got you.
Yeah, but before I get to that, little bit of a spoiler for the Friends reunion. I just want to play a little bit because everyone's been watching except Brian Bell, who's the one who should be watching it most of all, but didn't have time yesterday.
It's all I want to do.
He wants to watch it with his family because he's a decent guy. But Lady Gaga made an appearance with Lisa Kudrow, and they sang the most famous of all songs. Ready?
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
Wow.
Look at that, Gaga.
She elevated that
she
song.
She did
right?
elevate. That's what Gaga does.
Man.
She takes it, elevates it, boom.
That's good.
Drops the mic, walks away.
She just has that way of making every song better.
Even Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat. Gosh, what can't she do? Huh?
Not a lot. Okay, I mean, she can act, she can sing, she can do it all.
Yeah.
Is she in the best high school movie of all time?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Okay, so there's a new list out. And I'm really disappointed with it. I'm going to tell you the top five. You ready?
Yeah.
Coming in at number five, Rock and Roll High School.
Oh, with the Ramones. Rock and Roll High.
Yeah. 1979.
Wow. Well, that's why. It was great.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock High, which was 1987. It was about a kid getting into a fight after school and the stress that it was causing him.
I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
Starring who?
I don't know. Okay. I forget.
All right.
All right. You like this one.
Okay.
Because it involves one of your favorite actresses from the olden days.
Oh, the olden days. Okay. Go ahead.
The Last Picture Show.
The Last Picture Show. Sybil Shepherd.
Yes.
I liked her much better in The Heartbreak Kid. But that's just me.
She was topless in the last picture show.
Was she?
Nice fake bomb. Really? I had no idea. My, my, my.
Well, look at that.
Well, I missed that. I must have been getting popcorn when that happened.
Right. Well, I'm dazed and confused. I had no idea.
Coming in at number two, yeah. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Solid.
Oh, that's...
I mean, it's one of the best.
Right.
Classic.
Classic.
And number one.
Yeah.
This we got.
This is number one.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused.
I thought so.
All right. I'm dazed and confused about this list, and I'm just going to throw out a couple of things that didn't even make it. High School Musical, whatever. Grease. Not one John Hughes movie.
But I don't think Dazed and Confused had the most accurate description of high school, late 70s, 80s, whenever it was taking place. Just... It had. It,
I don't know.
It was, that's
I feel
what
like
it was like.
Say Anything was a little bit more. I don't know. Maybe 16 Candles. I can't recommend anymore because it just
didn't hold up. Really.
Doesn't hold up. But The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club is the quintessential.
That didn't make top five.
No.
That's nuts.
So like anyway,
top two. Yeah.
It Carrie for yeah. people who didn't like high school.
That was bloody. That was a bloody good movie. LDF. Yikes.
Anyway, right. Speaking of movies, stay tuned. Tune in at 8:40 because we're going to be talking to Harry Medved from Fandango, and he's going to talk about the movies you can see this weekend, Cruella and Quiet Place 2.
It's movie weather.
It's movie weather, and he'll tell you if it's worth going.
Theaters are opening.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you go? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I just have to ease into it. It's like dating after you break up with somebody. You're like, I'm not really going to go full tilt, but I'm just going to be like, maybe I'll go to drinks.
I kind of miss that greasy popcorn, don't you?
Yeah.
Greasy, salty popcorn.
Greasy. There's nothing like it.
You can't make it at home. You can
try. No, you can't.
But you're never going to get
extra
your hands
butter.
That greasy.
No.
You have coconut oil, extra butter, powdered salt.
Powdered salt.
Hello. Okay.
What a time to be alive.
What a great time.
For a little while.
Yeah. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Memorial Day weekend coming up. Don't forget, six packs all weekend long. And that means we are going to be playing six songs in a row, back to back, from a year in the 80s. So you can just say, hey, wow, that's 1982. Down Under with Men at Work. See, that was 1982. You'll have six of those, so that'll be fun. And then we'll take you right through the 80s all weekend long. We're the station to be. Okay, 657 LBF, what's going on?
All right, it's 55 degrees in Boston, and this is brought to you by South Shore Health. I'd just like to shout out to Brian Bell.
Yeah, why is
who
that?
Who just saved my bottom because I threw out the news, and he had to go fish through the trash to find
the
it.
News?
Yeah.
Here's the news, fresh from the trash.
Well, you thought you were done? I mean,
I don't know what happened to me. It's Friday.
Okay, fine. What'd you dig up?
In-person learning will be a requirement for Massachusetts public schools in the fall semester. State education officials say all coronavirus-related restrictions will be lifted for the fall. Districts will not be allowed to offer remote learning as a standard model. A vote on a commission to investigate January's Capitol attack is now delayed at least until later today. Several plan to continue speaking against it overnight and will begin debating the commission bill. And golf legend Tiger Woods says recovering from February's car crash was the worst pain he's ever experienced. He was speeding when he ran off a road near Los Angeles. The 45-year-old shattered his leg, but tells Golf Digest his number one goal is to walk on his own. In sports, the Celtics will host the Brooklyn Nets for Game 3 tonight. The Sox welcome the Miami Marlins into town tonight, and the Bruins begin the second round of the playoffs tomorrow, hosting the Islanders.
Jeez, the Celtics can't get swept. Right, Brian? They can't get swept.
They might.
Yeah.
I know, you're off the ugly. You're off the bandwagon, I get it.
I am not a bandwagon fan.
Well,
Bob,
but, okay,
I am insulted
just,
when you imply that.
Well, no, I
his
don't
green
need to say that.
Runs
he
through his vein.
Green,
bleeds green.
And right, but he just got out early, that's all.
We are just...
You might want to get that checked, by the way. Bleeding green.
Oh,
weather. Yeah, sorry. Weather today, partly cloudy this morning, showers this afternoon, a high of 59 coming up at 8:40's Dirty Laundry. We're going to talk movies with Harry Medved from Fandango.
He's
going to
give away some passes, too.
That's yeah, that's right.
You know what, Brian, you're absolutely right. I apologize. You're the guy who follows the Celtics all year long until they get to the playoffs. You're the exact opposite. Then you're done. Yeah. That's pretty admirable.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. That's just...
I know. That's stinks.
One win.
Hey, you got black and gold, anyway. Okay. Hey, you guys, it's Friday. We'd like to have a little bit of fun on Friday morning. Let's play... The 5-second rule. We need two players to call right now. 888-410-1057. You're saying, gee, I don't know how to play. Well, here's how the 5-second rule works. I'll give you an example here, LBF.
Oh,
in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Name places to wear piercings in 5 seconds. Go.
Nipples, nose, tongue, ears.
Okay. Brian, I counted three there.
The first one really got me, though.
That's it. Okay, that was easy, right?
Just saying.
Just out of you. From the mouths of babes. So that's
call me a babe.
I called you a babe.
I just
right.
Look at that.
Hey, look at that.
All right, we need two players. 888-410-1057. Brian, we have a prize for the winner.
Yeah.
Nipple rings.
Oh, boy.
Got a $100 gift card to Bertucci's.
For Bertucci's, $100? Well, we need two players right now. 888-410-1057. Let's ring a ding ding.
105.7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, buddy. It's Friday, not just any Friday, Memorial Day weekend Friday. Sure, the weather stinks.
Thank God it's...
Well, but it's still Friday. Am I correct or what?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play the five-second game.
Thank God it's...
We have our two players today. We have Nancy on the phone from Sagamore Beach. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
And Karen from Lynn, the city of sin.
Yes, sin.
You never come out the way you went. That's right. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Okay. You guys have played the five-second rule, at least in the car, right? So you know how to play the game.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so what we're going to ask you to do is name as many items as you can in the given category. Brian Bell will keep time and score. The winner with the most points at the end of the game wins.
You want me to talk now?
Yeah, go ahead.
A $100 gift card to Bertucci's.
There you go. Wait, we're smooth. Nothing but smooth here.
Oh, I love it.
We really
people.
Should have been done yesterday. Right. This is like an extra day.
Yeah, that's fine. Nancy, because you're South Shore, we're going to go with our South Shore LBF. Okay.
All right.
We'll be playing. And Karen, because I used to live in Lynn, I will take you as my player. You guys ready to go?
Ready.
All right, we're going to start with Nancy. You go first. So, Karen, you let her do all the talking. Here we go. The first category, LBF, is...
Condiments.
Okay, in 5 seconds, name as many condiments as you can. Nancy, go.
Ketchup, mustard, relish. Dark mustard.
Oh, okay. What was the last one?
Dark mustard.
Oh, dark mustard.
Dark mustard. Is that a thing? Not a mayo girl. I don't like mayo either.
I like you. Yeah, dark mustard. Okay, here we go. Karen, you're up. Okay. Things you can grill. Things you can grill. Go.
Peppers, onions, chicken, fish, beef, pork,
hamburger. Damn.
We got a player there.
We do have a player.
Okay.
A full grill.
I know. I'm hungry. Okay. Round number two for Nancy. LBF, what do you got?
Date deal breakers.
Ooh, date deal breakers. Go.
Bad looking, bad breath, short, ugly.
Boy, that was a blind date.
Yeah, right? Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had way too many of those.
Good job, Nancy. That's great. Short, ugly. Okay. Anyway, okay. Number two. This is going to you, Karen. Round number two. Reasons to take your shirt off. Reasons to take your shirt off. Karen, go.
Wet t-shirt contest. Time to put on your pajamas.
Okay. All right. It's wet. Let's you take it off.
Yeah, right.
All right, Brian.
You can keep it on.
No, I like where
but
she's
you like
going.
Her contest
that
better?
Much better contest. Oh, it's wet. Take it off. Okay, final round number three. This goes to Nancy. I'll be
all right,
what
Nancy,
you got?
Ready?
Yep.
This is a sort of a homage to this Memorial Day weekend. Things you do at a hotel when it's raining.
Things you do in a hotel room when it's raining. Go.
Watch TV, read a book,
be with somebody good looking.
All right.
And tall, right?
Yeah. Tall,
not
taller.
Short.
Yep.
All right, Brian, you got a score?
Taller than me.
That's all you need, right? Okay, last round for you, Karen. Okay. Remember, the third one's always fun, right?
Right.
That's where we go.
Okay.
Round number three. Karen, times when bigger is better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Times when bigger is better. Go.
Your bank account balance. A hamburger.
Okay.
I like the way you think.
So do I. Okay. Brian, what is the tally?
Oh, my God.
We're all tied up, Bob.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Ten apiece. Ten apiece.
Uh-oh.
Ten apiece.
That means sudden death. All right. You, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Death. All right. We're going to go with, I'll do one here, and I'm going to give it to Karen. Karen, this is your sudden death round. The category for you is attractive qualities in a person, okay? Attractive qualities in a person. Go.
Kindness, a nice smile, friendly.
Okay.
Friendly.
She got three. Okay, LBF, do you have a final round?
Okay. Ready?
You have one? Okay, what is it?
Nighttime activities.
Nighttime activities. Go.
Sleeping, watching TV, reading, going for walks.
Going for walks.
Well, that's what people do.
All right.
I think we got a winner, Brian.
That's right. Nancy just edged out, Karen. Nancy
came
with a walk. Four in the bonus round with a nice night walk.
Karen, I hope it was fun for you, and you do leave with your dignity, okay?
Oh, great. Have a great day, everyone. Congratulations.
Oh, very nice of you.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
Nice players.
She's a nice Karen,
yeah,
right? See,
right.
Stop disparaging Karens,
right.
People.
Come on.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I hate that. I'm tired of it. Let's stop it.
We're going to do it, Bob.
We're on to Edith.
We're on to Edith.
Yeah. Don't be an Edith.
Don't be an Edith.
Don't be an Edith. Thank you, Karen. Have a great weekend. Brian, what do we got for the winner?
A $100 gift card to Bertucci's. Try the Big Poppy Pizza and Bundle to benefit David Ortiz Children's Fund. Now at Bertucci's. Order at Bertucci's.com.
You happy, Nancy?
I am going to take my three grandchildren. They will love it.
They will.
All the kids love Bertucci's because you get to play with the dough.
And you get the rolls, too.
Yep.
Those are wonderful. Nancy, hang on. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you, okay?
Come visit me at Pine Hill.
All right, I'll come see you.
Hey, I'm serious. Lay off the Karen. That's terrible.
Excuse me. I love all my Karen.
Let's just stop it. Okay, 7:21. 7:25. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Partly cloudy today. Looks pretty good, though, right now. High of 60 in the city, 47 tonight. Tomorrow, windy, 51. And Sunday, rain, 54. For Memorial Day, rain early. And we're going to barbecue later. That's all, 67 on Monday. LBF, you were kind of intrigued by Nancy, who just played the five-second rule with us, or game.
Yeah.
She is a beer cart lady.
I know.
And she's at Pine Hills.
In Plymouth. Beautiful.
What do you think of that?
I think it's a second act right there.
I think you could do it.
I know.
I think you do well at it.
I think so.
You're fun.
I know.
Funny.
Yep.
Very attractive.
There you go.
And, you know...
I don't know how you think you're going to say this.
I don't think I'm going to say it. But anyway,
I just saw Bob actually think about something and then not say it. What his face looks like when he decides not to go there.
I think you would do well.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'll leave it at that.
He's playing with his shirt buttons. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, yeah, you're just two or three buttons away from
a real great career.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No, I think it would be fun.
Let me make a observation.
Please do.
Okay. Here's something you don't want to see on a golf cart, a beer cart. What don't you want to see when you're golfing on a beer cart?
No beer.
Me.
Oh, you.
You don't want me. You don't want Brian. They want you.
Well, if I were golfing, Bob, I'd want to see you.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't care as long as they have beer.
Really?
Yeah.
No, really? That's not how they roll. They want.
I think Bob is speaking for the general male population.
I've never seen a male beer cart person.
You haven't?
Yeah.
I've never been on a golf course, really. Like, I mean,
ask
I
don't, your dad.
Yeah, I'll ask my dad. You know what? I'm going to ask my father. He golfs every day. Hey, Dad, do you like beer cart girls or boys?
Oh, boy. I think I know what Bruce is going to say. There are no beer cart boys.
Anyway, yeah, but it'd be fun. The only thing is you're outside, but I like it because you're driving around and you don't have to walk.
All right, we're on to morning court.
Thank you.
But good luck with that. You're going to do well.
I am.
You will do well.
Pine Hills, I'm on my way.
4 months out of the year.
Right.
Bounce around a golf cart.
Oh, my God.
I like it. Hey,
bounce.
You will. Michelle is on the phone for us in morning court. Her fiance, her brother is getting married. His fiance is making some demands on her. Some demands on the bridesmaids. You're not going to like this. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
It's not good. Okay?
All right. I'm listening.
That's morning court in 12. Brian, what do you got?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say hello to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Yes, good morning.
Well, look, congratulations on your brother getting married at the end of August.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, that's fun, but there seems to be an issue for you. What's going on?
Yes. So, very happy for baby bro, but his fiance, you know, my future sister-in-law, sent out an email. And honestly, I thought it was a joke at first, but get this, she is making us do a weight loss challenge for her wedding.
What?
Yeah. She wants us all to be a size 8 or under.
So let me get this straight. So you're in this wedding party that's required to be a size 8 or under, and the wedding is happening in August, you wrote?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I mean, he's my baby brother, so of course I'm going
to
help.
So she's putting demands on the bridesmaids to be size 8 or under, right?
Yes, and she's making it this whole challenge and that she wants us all to look good for the pictures. Like, she's even said things like, go team 8.
Go team 8. Okay,
yeah,
so.
And the thing of it is, everyone's already at size 8 or below.
Okay.
Yeah, except me.
Okay, now I see.
So she's kind of aiming this at you.
Are you close to a size 8?
No, I mean, I'm a size 12, and listen, I look great in a dress already, okay? Sure, you know, maybe I could lose a few pounds, but COVID, all right, I'm fine with me.
Yeah.
So this past Monday, she did this group text, right, to weigh us, to check in.
What?
Oh, my God.
She wants you to weigh in.
Like Weight Watchers. Wow.
Yes.
Accountability. Yes. Okay, so you obviously you're not happy about this. You don't feel like you need to be a size 8, right?
No, I do not.
I don't blame you.
You know, it's not like I can get out of this wedding or anything.
No, it's in August. Have you had the I've seen these before, the fittings. Have you had the fitting yet?
Well, no, the fittings come in July 1st.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like if I have to shimmy my way into a size 8, but then fine, I'll starve.
You have to starve yourself. Okay. Yeah, this is a, I've never heard this before.
She sounds intense.
It's relentless. It's relentless. She's even commented on my Insta post, like, that doesn't look low carb. Hashtag size 8 is great.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so what should Michelle say or do? Because you've said it's July 1st. You have no intention of getting to a size 8 by July 1st. So it might be a take it or leave it situation.
Right, or like, you know, or just like, can you talk to your brother? Or like, should you just talk to the bride, Zilla?
Hashtag. okay, look. Michelle, thanks for calling. So here's what you do. Just stay tuned. We'll have some folks chime in, give you some advice on maybe what to say to baby bro's bride.
Yeah.
Or what not to say or do. Okay? Stay tuned.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Sorry about that, Michelle. That's just terrible, right?
It's just intense.
Who does that? All right. But let's find out. 888-410-1057. Michelle, you stay tuned and we'll get some advice for you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Hey, that's not low carb.
Size 8 is great.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned, Michelle. Okay. LBF, question. So I didn't want to
wait
ask.
Wait a minute.
No, no.
Okay.
I didn't want to ask Super. Michelle, but what is the difference between a size 12 and an 8 if we're talking
20 pounds?
20 pounds.
Yeah, 10 pounds per size.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
And by August.
The fact that I know that is ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can help Michelle out here. What do you do? It's her brother's fiance, so she definitely wants to be part of it, doesn't want to be, you know, the big drama person and get any drama going. Mm-hmm. But the bride's not really being that fair, is she?
No.
What would you say? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. At 7:50, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian Morning Court in session. Today we talked to Michelle, not happy. And why should she be happy? It's a weighty issue.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
A weighty issue.
I get it.
Okay, fine. Just trying to underscore the fact that her brother's fiance has pretty much given marching orders. Everybody be a size 8 because we want to look great in our pictures, right?
Size 8 is great.
Size 8 is great. Okay. Let's go to Jennifer. Stephanie around her. Stephanie, what advice would you have for Michelle today in Morning Court?
So I think Michelle should try to have a nice conversation with her. But it sounds like this girl isn't very nice to begin with. If she's trying to require one of her bridesmaids to drop two sizes in a matter of a couple of months. And then she can just tell her to go pound sand because that's absolutely ridiculous.
Get it,
I
pound.
I was married and I had bridesmaids who were like size 20 and yep. I didn't fault it. They look beautiful in my pictures.
Right?
So it's ridiculous. And if she can't understand, then this Michelle should just leave the bridal party.
Yeah, or pound sand.
Mm-hmm.
Just go.
Exactly.
Right?
Like it.
Go to the beach.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you. I like your style, Stephanie.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Good stuff. She's not messing around.
No.
Howard, what do you say to Michelle?
I think Michelle should give her brother the advice to rethink this wedding.
Oh.
If she is this controlling, when she knew what her future sister-in-law, the size she was when she asked her to be in the wedding, what is she going to be like afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Seriously.
Yeah, we don't know enough about the bride other than she is very judgy.
Judgy, judgmental, controlling,
yeah.
Not nice, body it's shamer. These are things.
Howard's thinking big picture.
Yeah, I like it.
Howard's thinking big picture. Well, let's be honest, though. Nobody's calling off any weddings, right? It's just train.
The train is rolling.
I've known a few.
Okay.
I've been standing at an altar and a bride hasn't showed up.
No!
Wow.
I need to hear that story later.
Howard,
that's amazing.
Don't go anywhere.
We're going to
hang on, Howard. Oh, no, that's a story.
Yeah, really.
Sorry, Michelle. We're on to Howard. No. Kathy, what do you want to say to Michelle today?
I think that she should say, I'm honored that you're including me in your wedding, but this is way too much pressure. Take the dress back. Or take me as I am.
You know, I don't, would that be so wrong? Is that so wrong for her to say, listen, I'm not going to be size 8. I don't even.
Yeah, I would have been, that's what my answer would have been. Be like,
out of the gate.
You can wish in one hand and blank in the other, but I'm not getting into a size 8 dress. So.
Chicken rock.
Thank you. Okay. Well, sorry, Kathy, go ahead.
I'll toast you in my own dress and, you know,
mm-hmm.
find somebody else.
That's
find a
it.
Stick.
There it is. Listen, I think
I would toast her with a piece of toast. I'd be like, "Hey, lady,
there's your cops right here."
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, we were losing you a little bit, but we got you. Toast to you. All right, Elizabeth, go ahead. What do you want to say to Michelle, real quick?
So, I think maybe she should try and talk to her brother, kind of feel him out first, and then I would definitely, you know, if he's like. You know, if he kind of agrees with her and her meeting Michelle, maybe try and sit down and have like a talk with her. I mean, when my brother was getting married, his fiance and I like butted heads a lot.
Oh.
And now she's like one of my best friends and I've been married for like 7 years and I have a niece and nephew and She's like, we talk like all the time. So yeah. there is light at the end of the tunnel here, you know. But I mean, a size 8 isn't healthy for every body. You know what I mean?
What
like,
I say.
Be like, a size 8 and be like, yikes.
Right, okay. Elizabeth, you're right. And gotta talk to the brother. Start with that.
Yeah.
Right. Just say,
yeah. Yeah. Know. Just kind of feel out a little bit, and then you know, kind of like just you know. Gently talk to her and just be like, you know what, I just don't like the way that the text makes me feel. You know, just be honest.
There it is.
Honesty.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it works. Okay, 888-410-1057. Morning Court from Michelle today.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to Lindsay from Marblehead. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. Hey.
I like her energy.
Yeah, she's awake.
She's a Marblehead.
Nervous.
No, you're not. Don't be nervous. It's just us. You can't lose, okay? You can't lose. So. Lindsay, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and all that fun stuff.
Yes, absolutely. So I am a social worker in a large medical practice in the Boston area, 8.5 years of that. I've got a husband and 3 kids, one of whom is on a baby monitor right now, and I'm just praying does not wake up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just need 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Do you want to say hi?
Yeah. I'm going to say hi to my fans, my mom and my brother who are listening, and my friend James who told me to sign up for this, and my cousin Sherry who's on her way to the airport but is still listening, so thanks to all of you.
All right.
I hope I don't let you down.
That was really good, Lindsay.
So good.
I know.
I mean.
Her fans.
3 kids, fans, husband, job.
A baby napping.
Oh.
Well, we better get to it. We better get to it. Okay, here we go. Lindsay, I know you're anxious to do it. You get all 10 of these questions right, I'll give you $1,000. Okay, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. Okay, we'll get back to it if there's time on the clock. Ready, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What is 4 plus 7?
11.
What does a meteorologist study?
The weather.
True or false? All of the actresses Madonna mentioned in Vogue, the song, are dead.
True.
Watch it wiggle, see it jiggle is the jingle for what product?
Zillow.
True or false, there was 0% unemployment in the United States in 1954.
Pass.
Julia Roberts said, my colors are blush and bashful in what movie?
Pass.
Finish this line, Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
How does your garden grow?
In Greek mythology, what was Hades the god of?
The underworld.
A heptagon has how many sides?
A what?
A heptagon.
7.
Anna's, calliope, and ruby-throated are species of what bird?
A hummingbird?
True or false, there was 0% unemployment in the United States in 1954?
False.
Oh, at the buzzer. Oh, my God, you're so close.
You passed on one. Guys, 9?
9.
And it was a pass, so she got none wrong.
None wrong, Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay, you are so
ask
close.
Ask her again, just for fun.
It's still not going. Runaway bride.
I should have done it in a southern accent. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Lindsay, 9, and then you just got that 10th.
Oh,
if you didn't pass on that one, man, that would have been $1,000.
She knows.
I'm sorry.
Why are you rubbing it in?
I'm not rubbing it in. I'm kind of bummed
out.
But
all your fans must be so proud of you.
Thank you. I hope so. I'm. This is a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Now that it's over, I feel better.
You did great. You've done the best we've had in a while.
Yeah, in a long time.
So you tell them that. Yeah, Greta Garbo Monroe, Dietrich, DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, Gene Kelly. That's it. They're all dead. Oh, yeah.
So, Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Better off than them.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Betty Davis.
Yeah.
We love you. Okay, good.
Okay.
Dead too. Anyway.
Eddie Davis, you're dead too.
You're dead
too. I'm going to change the words now.
You should. Lindsay, listen, you didn't get $1,000. You were oh so close, but you did get the awesome Prue Pack. And with your clan, your Marblehead, you're near the beach. You're going to love it. The Prue Pack is this summer's hottest new item. Perfect for the beach, the boat, and yeah, even laundry. Anywhere you need to carry lots of stuff, get yours at Prue. That's P-R-U, Pack. PAK.com. How'd I do?
You did great.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've been working on it.
I know.
Okay.
I can tell.
Lindsay. Lindsay, have a great Memorial Day weekend. You're in Marblehead. You
yeah.
win.
Yeah, you okay. win everything.
Yeah. Well, and I have no free hands, so I need that backpack.
Oh, you do.
You're going to love
so
it.
So good.
Check it out online. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great player.
She was an awesome player.
Man, oh, man. She Steel Magnolias, you're right. Should have asked it.
Should have asked it in the southern accent.
Go ahead.
We'll try it now.
Yeah.
My colors are blush and bashful. Your colors are pink and pink. My colors are blush and
didn't
bashful.
Help. No,
pink
yeah.
is my signature nope. color.
That didn't help.
I can do no. Weezer, too.
It did not help. Okay.
Hey.
Sign up to play. WROR.com. It's 8:11.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, Morning Court's in, and we talked to Michelle this morning. Here's kind of a brief recap of why she called us. Here's Michelle.
Very happy for baby bro, but his fiance, you know, my future sister-in-law, sent out an email. And honestly, I thought it was a joke at first, but get this. She is making us do a weight loss challenge for her wedding. Yeah, she wants us all to be a size 8 or under. That she wants us all to look good for the pictures. Like, she's even said things like, go team 8. The thing of it is, everyone's already a size 8 or below. Yeah, except me.
So they're kind of, you know, she is being targeted because she's a 12, she said, you know, and a healthy 12. Feels good, looks good, but... Future sister-in-law wants everybody to be a size 8. Just look great in pictures. Right? So we've had a lot of calls today, and most people are very opinionated about it. Now, Amy has a very novel idea for Michelle. Amy?
Good morning. I just, it's a solution I think that best fits everybody.
Yep.
I think Michelle should buy her own dress and just sew the number 8 into the back of it.
Right.
I do that.
she's a size 8 then. Like, who's the bride to say? The tag says right there.
It's an 8. You got a problem with that?
Exactly. Look at it. Look at that.
What's their motto?
Size 8 is great.
That's all she has.
That's all you got to do.
Size 8 is great. Yeah.
Size 8 is great. I'm with you.
God, that's a good idea, actually.
Amy, I like your style. And you know what? I think you would do that. You sound like you would do it. I like it. Right?
Oh, man, if I could. I was a size 8 when I was like 12, maybe. Yeah.
Me too. It was a good year.
It was a good year.
Amy, that's awesome. Thank you for listening. Okay.
Of course. Good stuff.
I like that idea.
That's a good idea. I like it. Hey, Sophia, what do you have to say today?
I think Michelle should just tell her she's going to look beautiful in it no matter what. No matter what size she is, she's going to look beautiful no matter what. And she's going to rock that dress no matter what.
Michelle should tell the bride.
I'm just going to look good in the dress no matter what size it is. So
I'm going to rock this dress.
Take your 8.
Yeah. Yeah, and do what?
You know.
Yeah, because no matter what size you are, you look beautiful or handsome either way.
Right.
I like this girl.
It's true, though. Man. She's speaking the truth, Bob.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No matter what size you are,
it's a nice dress. It's a
beautiful.
Nice dress, and you'll look nice, and it's a good wedding. And
is she so worried about the symmetrical?
Yeah, maybe like, she's just little.
I think she's whack. Don't you,
okay.
Sophia?
All right.
Yeah, I'm a hoot.
Yeah, there goes Bob, the kid vernacular.
Okay, Sophia, thanks for calling. Okay,
you're welcome. Have a good day.
April, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, April.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Are you calling for a Morning Court?
Yes, I was calling for Michelle.
Yeah.
I was driving in listening to you like I do every morning. You guys are awesome. And I had a thought with today's world and the way everything is changing.
Yeah.
I think she should wear the size 12 and just ask to be recognized as a size 8.
I like it.
Oh, jeez. I see what you did there.
April, I like it.
I liked it. The thought just, came to me, and I thought, you know, 12's a great number. There's 12 days of Christmas, and there's 12 donuts to a dozen. So have a great day.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
You just got to get with it.
I love it.
I think that's a great idea.
I love it. I identify as
my,
eight.
Line is usually when people ask me what size I am, I say, well, I'm a size 8, but a 10 feels so good, I buy the 12.
There it is. That works too.
So there's that. Right. But you know what? The world has been through an awful lot lately, and I think everybody just needs to relax and exhale and just enjoy life. I mean, this is so petty. It's sad.
Yeah, it is petty.
April, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks,
Have a
April.
Great weekend, April. Okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mary, what do you have to say today for Michelle's dilemma?
What I would say is that I would love to be in your wedding, but you have to choose whether you want me in the wedding or a size 8 person in the wedding.
I like that.
That's really good.
I'm very sensitive about my weight. I'm a size 10, but I don't even get on the scale at the doctor's
office. Me neither, girlfriend.
You can do that?
Pass it right by and be like, I'm good. Ballpark it, buddy.
Round it up.
Yeah, round it down, round it up.
That's an option.
That's a hack.
Yeah.
They
know what they're dealing with.
Mary, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there are no surprises.
Not to get sidetracked, but that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's a lot of pressure on somebody, especially where she's the only one that's over a size 8. And you know, what kind of message is she sending to her friends and family?
Terrible.
All right.
It's not about your size.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, Mary.
No.
I hope it works out the way it should.
Hey, it's working out Thursday. I have a doctor's appointment.
Yep, walk on by. That's what I say.
No, thank you.
Walk on by.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks,
bye.
Mary. You too. Bye-bye. Stay dry.
Walk on by. I want you to sing that.
I might. And I'm also going to say what you said.
What's that?
Don't round up.
Yeah, round down, baby.
Round down, baby. Anyway, thank you for Michelle. I think she got a lot of advice today. And some of it was strong. Some folks went to as far as a couple of guys we didn't get a chance to put on the radio. I said, don't even marry this.
Yeah.
Tell your brother that this isn't the one for you. Mm-hmm. This is the sign of things to come.
Yep.
Well, she's going to be telling him, you know what?
Yeah.
Get down a size or two or things aren't going to be happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
I bet you do. Okay. So,
never say that.
Never say that. Right?
Never.
No. Good wife, he wouldn't.
No. And anyway, I like Dave to be bigger than I am. I'm like, you want some more?
Okay. That's Morning Court. Michelle, good luck with that. Most people think you just have the conversation. Let's start with that. Just say, look,
I know
it's not happening. I'm not comfortable with it. If I'm not somebody you want in your wedding, that's fine. I'll be good. I'll just enjoy it from the sidelines. Okay.
By the buffet.
There's that. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:37. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And partly cloudy today. 59's your high. Going to be a rainy Memorial Day weekend. So, we'll have to find other things to do, right, LBF?
Yes. And Dirty Laundry is brought to you by the Crew Pack. And Bob.
Yeah.
What does Memorial Day mean?
Memorial Day weekend, that means movies, movies, movies. And we got the guy joining us today, our friend from Fandango.com, Harry Medved from Hollywood. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Bob. Hey, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Oh,
thank
you.
You did that one, didn't you?
Yeah, nothing of note, just another birthday. But anyway.
Come on. Always a notable day when it's your birthday.
Thanks, Harry. I appreciate
that. It was a national holiday.
It was a great birthday.
Yeah,
my wife
right?
went all out.
Bob Bronson Day.
But Harry, let's talk about movies. It's going to be a movie type of weekend in Boston. Lots of rain.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So what's playing?
Oh, gosh. Well, this weekend you've got Cruella, which, by the way, I think it's on Disney Plus for like an extra $30. But why not see it in the theater where you can have a lot more fun, in my opinion?
Yeah.
Cruella, of course, is the origin story of Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. Mm-hmm. Remember, they made a movie with Glenn Close a while back where she's playing Cruella de Vil. In this case, it's Emma Stone.
Okay.
She's in the origin story, and she is a young wannabe fashion designer in 1970s punk rock London. and she meets up with Emma Thompson, who is a very famous fashion designer. And the two of them are battling each other throughout the whole movie. It's like a battle of the villains. Mm-hmm. The movie is very much like Joker, Birds of Prey. Yeah.
Really?
It's very dark. Yeah. For a Disney movie, this is like one of the darkest you'll ever see, I think.
It's The Devil Wears Dalmatian.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
That's very good. Very good. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's the same screenwriter as Devil Wears Prada. Look, I just get two bits of warning. It's not for young kids. It really isn't. There's a lot of death in this movie for Disney.
It's and a lot then of death and Bambi, really be, but okay.
What are they doing?
Very dark. And there's a lot of fashion, too. And I'm not a big fashionista.
Yeah.
But they make it pretty interesting.
Okay.
It's a fun ride.
So it's fun. All right. That's good.
Okay.
Really dark. Oh, well, the other movie is Quiet Place Part 2, which is the number one film on Fandango leading into the weekend. The reason why it's doing so well in advanced ticket sales is that you can only see this in theaters. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to be in theaters for a long time. And I didn't know where they were going to go with it after John Krasinski gave us Quiet Place Part 1. Like, how do you follow this family with Emily Blunt and the kids? The first one was $17 million is what it cost, and it made $300 million. I think this film's going to do great, too. I love the first movie. This one's chilling. The real star of the film is Melissa Simmons. She's a deaf actress from the beginning of the first one, and she becomes like Ripley in Aliens. She is a kick-ass heroine. She is absolutely fantastic. And I think the film will do really well this weekend.
That's good. All right. So, Harry, there's a survey that you guys have at Fandango.com.
Well, yeah, we just didn't know how people felt about going back to the theaters. I guess in Boston, theaters are opening up Saturday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's been a run. So I'm telling you, the kids have to be ready to go. Not just kids, but it's fun for everybody.
Yeah.
Get out of that house.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the good thing about it is that we weren't sure if people were comfortable with going back to the theater. We surveyed people throughout the Northeast asking them, you've been back to the theater, what do you think? 93% are gratified with the way the theater is looking and how clean it is.
That's
the floors
true,
have never been cleaner.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's great.
And 87% said the theaters were doing a great job in keeping them safe and making them feel safe. 70% of the audience is vaccinated. Happy to see that.
Yeah.
So I think when you go back to the theater this weekend, you're going to be pretty happy, I hope. It's great. The audiences who have been there already throughout the rest of the country are just thrilled. So it's a good time to go back to the movies.
Well, it's a great weekend for it, too. Let's put some butts in those seats right now, Harry. What do you say? You have a code for us to give away?
We do. We do indeed. Hard to believe we're giving away movie tickets.
Yes, I love it.
Exciting.
So what's it worth?
It's $40 worth of tickets.
Okay.
So it's definitely good for at least two tickets.
All right, let's do it. Let's give away those right now. LBF, give me a quick pick number.
Caller number 11.
How about that? 888-410-1057. Movies are back. So is Harry from Fandango.com. Thanks, Harry, for all you do. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, guys. Welcome back to the movies. Happy to go back.
We'll be talking all summer. Harry Medved.
You bet.
From Hollywood, that's Harry. Nice of him to get up early this morning, talk about those movies that are coming out, and giving away a pair of tickets. Well, it's $40 worth of movies. So
that's great.
That's at least two, right? I'd like to think.
I hope so.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. I tell you the weather, but we're going to outsource it.
Oh, good.
We are going to outsource the weather because I'm tired of talking about it. Right? So from Boston 25, we have meteorologist Sherry Spear on the phone with us. Good morning, Sherry.
Morning, guys. I know you wanted better news, right? You wanted to be talking because it was going to be 90 degrees this weekend, didn't you?
We like the 90s. The 90s were fun.
Yep.
A lot going on in the 90s.
Yes.
Right?
I hit my goal weight.
The 80s are good. Well, you know, we'll take the 70s.
Decades and temperatures, I agree. Both, excellent places to be. But you guys know, it couldn't stay in the 90s, right?
No, actually, that's fine. No. But let me ask you this. Because what we were confused about, because we're laymen, as it were, turns out. Did you know that?
You're a lame man, that's for sure.
We are confused how it can be 91 Wednesday and literally 40 degrees cooler Saturday.
I know. Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, that's why I'm in this profession, because it never ceases to amaze you. But basically, earlier this week, we had this really deep Southwest flow. So you have to think about all this heat from the southern United States being transported into New England. And it gave us these really just warm temperatures. We were way overachieving.
We were feeling like July and August out there. But now the jet stream has moved. We've got a storm coming in. Our winds are changing direction. And through the weekend and today, winds are coming in off the water. Water temperatures, the ocean is still in the 50s. So it's cooling down the air. We've got clouds that are working against us. We've got rain working against us. With this whole change in the weather pattern, it means that we're going to be back in the 50s. I mean, I have sunspots being stuck in the upper 40s potentially tomorrow. So
wow. So is tomorrow the coldest of the days? Tomorrow's the coldest, right, Sherry?
Tomorrow is the coldest, and it's really just going to be like a crummy morning, really like very windy, raw, wet. But during the afternoon or maybe the evening, it does look like we get a little break. So if you don't mind grilling with a coat on, maybe you can do that for time tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, well.
And Monday?
Monday, the pick of the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Memorial Day. Each day has like sometime that looks dry, sometime that looks wet. You know what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.